Hello.
Hello, this is Frank.
Good, Frank.
Hey, Frank, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing
Man, I ain't
great,
had
thanks.
time to get that. I ain't had time to get that shit together. I have to work for a living, and I just don't take time to do it. I just looked at your email a while ago.
Yeah. No, I know you're busy over there. We definitely can, I want to get something going for you. You received the application I sent over?
You emailed it or what?
Emailed it to you.
I'll have to look tonight
Okay.
and see.
Okay, well we can definitely get that started
Like I
for
said,
you.
I don't have no credit. I messed my credit up a few years ago. I got a couple of judgment. I went to court and got a what some kind of payoff on it. Because
Okay.
I was a heart patient for 5 years, and I couldn't pay nobody, and I'm
Oh
living
man.
off of them credit cards, and
Yeah.
that's where I was at. Cause I used to not have a damn problem. I got a 5,000 foot cabinet shop, and all the damn toys to build up land with, and it's all paid for, and I just don't have no credit, and I could use a line of credit to have just one payment is what I want to do, but I don't know if I can borrow money with a 550 credit score or not. I did get me a truck loan. I had to buy me a truck, and that's part of what I want to do with it, because I'm paying out yin yang interest on this thing. But I had to do something because my other one broke, and I spent all my money on it, and it was still broken and
Oh
all that.
man.
But I don't know if you can help me. I don't want to be waste. I don't want to be wasting your time. And you tell me 20% interest, I ain't gonna take that no way.
No, yeah, no, and I hear you. I'm not, yeah, like the interest rates we'll have to see once you apply, but I'm just trying to get an idea what you're looking at here. So with the truck, you bought it, what's the current loan amount you have out right now?
29, 28,000 something.
28,000. Okay. And did you just pick that up this year?
Last year, I've been
Last
paying
year.
on a year.
No, you paid last year. Okay. All right, so you've had it for a year. And do you have any other current loans out right now?
No, just some payments I'm trying to make.
Okay, what's the payment, monthly payment for that truck?
The truck is 650. My
Oh, a
other
month?
payments for them. Yeah, my other payments are like $30 and $50. I just made them this morning. That's the only payments I got.
Okay. So that's not bad at all. And what were your sales looking like for you this year?
Give Nicole's email.
Man, I don't know. I had a job making $30 cash an hour, and I finished that project, and I may go back on it. I don't know. I bring home $700-$800 a week, not working for 3 days a week, 4 days a week, something like that. But like I said, I got a cabinet shop, and I do remodeling. I got two jobs right now going on, and they were, I mean, were they were 10, and that's $25,000 by the time I get through with them. I did one. I can't think. I do $2,000 or $3,000 a week here and there. Just excuse my French, pissing in the wind. I mean, I'm so busy doing something, but I don't make that much money all the time. But for depositing money in the bank is I mean, this month might be pretty good.
Yeah,
But on average, it's $15,000-$20,000 lately I've been putting in the bank.
Yeah, so it's been like 15,000, okay, per month. So let's see here, 15,000. So I mean, you're sitting, around 180 which is, that's good. And we can, you know, free up, you know, about 10 to 15% of that. That's just based off, that'd be based off this bank statements. That's why we need them, you know, because they look at that. And also, you know, your tax return, you need to file an extension. So you had the 2014 tax return, correct?
Yeah, I file an extension all the time because my wife does books and she's got a job. And we just, yeah. We always doing something. We got three grandkids and
yeah,
her folks and all that. We go see and all that, but we don't ever stay at home. I mean, mm-hmm. We're always gone somewhere doing something and
just busy.
6 days a week, and what little bit of time we do have, we try to spend with the youngins and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I know you're busy over there for sure. And when are you looking to bring on the funds?
How long did it take to get it approved?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean,
how long did it take you to mail a check after it's approved?
Well, honestly, I mean, if we get everything today, I could get you an answer, you know, definitely by Friday.
I might get it. If you don't get it tomorrow, you won't get it till next week because I've got some meetings I got to attend out of town next 3 or 4 days with the wife and all that. But if she finds me that 14 tax return, I can print these bank statements off tonight.
Yeah.
I might shoot it to you tomorrow, but if it don't, it ain't going to happen till next week.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, if we can at least get the application and the bank statements, and then while you guys are finding that tax return, I can at least start working for you and get it going in the meantime while we wait for the tax return. That way, you know, while you're working, you guys can get that, and it'll be a little smoother for you over there. And do you and your wife, you split it 50-50, the business?
Nope. This is strictly mine.
Oh, it's strictly yours. Okay.
Incorporated.
Okay. And how long have you been in business over there, Frank?
I incorporated this time in 96.
Oh, 1996. Wow. Good for you. You've been in business for a while.
Yeah.
And how'd you get, you know, involved in the industry? You just...
I've been doing this all my life, man.
Yeah. That's great.
I started building houses in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
No, I started building houses in 1981 in Florida. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I've been in construction business ever since. So you can add that up. How many years is that?
So you've been in since 1986.
1981.
Oh, excuse me, 81. Yes, yeah, so you've been in business for a while. What is that? It's like 20, 30, 40 years, something like that, almost 50 years?
Close to 40.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. So you know your way around then, for sure.
I don't play no games. I'm serious about what I do. And just, like I said, I just messed my credit up. And I'm trying to get it back, and, you know.
Yeah. And no problem. I mean, we have, you know, we work with creditors A to D. I understand it. You know, it's a little hard, you know, having that borrowing power as a consumer. But we definitely have multiple programs. I'm sure we'll be able to get you something and get you going. Because I know you're the business owner. You know how to use that money, you know. I mean, when do you think you could get me, you know, the application and at least the bank statements? You think you could do that by today so I can get this, you know, at least in the process?
I'll look and see if I got the applications. When did you send them? I tell you what, send them again.
Yeah.
And I'll look at them this afternoon when I get home.
Okay.
Go from there.
Oh, yeah, it's a one page. I'll resend it to you right now. And then, right. Yeah, the bank statements you can just print off and send those over.
What kind of bank do you need? You need the statement, or you need to print out of the whole, because I don't write checks. I do everything on the debit card.
Yeah. Okay. Do your customers pay with credit cards, or do they?
No. I don't take credit cards. I pay everything with a debit card. I write very few checks.
Okay, no, I was asking more on your customers if they paid, you know, paid you with credit cards. But
They
yet,
pay me with check.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we just need the bank statements, and yeah, it'd be the full, you know, month, the transaction, you know, with the summary. They look at the transactions, they look at your cash flow, and you know, just make sure they're not going to give you something that would be a burden to the business, obviously. So
okay.
Yeah, so they basically look at that to get the summary of what you got going on this year, and then with the tax return, they can see what you did last year, and then with the application, yeah, it's just the basic information we need to get you, you know, an approval. So, you know, once we get that, we can get you, like, if you can get it to me today, I can get you going and, you know, get you an answer by Friday. So, I mean, we're really quick. We just need those documents.
Okay. I'll work on it. Thank you.
Okay, I'll send it to you. And when's a good time to follow up with